Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional territory of the Musqueam Nation and reaching out across the city called Vancouver to Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh ancestral territories. Of course, this place is not Vancouver in any way, shape, or form. Welcome back to Lethal Refresh. It's noon on a Monday. You know what that means. It's time for Lethal. My name is B. I'm here another week providing you with everything you come to Lethal Refresh for, including but not limited to updates on high fashion, reviews of kitchen appliances, life hacks, financial advice and guidance, as well as spiritual connection. Today, though, we're going to be mostly focusing on music, which is a new thing we've been exploring these past few weeks. I am very excited. It's another Monday. I moved house this week. I rode my bike a lot this week. I bought a lot of groceries. I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to maybe, instead of doing the big shop wherein I go to the grocery store maybe once every 10 days and buy absolutely every single thing that I could possibly need, instead of doing that, it's like a little bit less stressful to perhaps slow down and go more frequently and get less stuff. Because if you're in the neighborhood, I can pick up a few things for dinner tonight. That's no big deal. Versus, oh my gosh, I am depleted. I will die if I do not eat. I will buy everything, and I will not think about this for another 2 weeks. That's manufacturing stress into your day. Or at least that's what I kind of think it does. I've got some tracks ready. I don't know if the setup is being particularly kind to me right now. I've got Bluetooth. I've got all sorts of implements in the studio right now. So I hope it's all working well. But I'm gonna get into some tracks for you. We got lots of new music this week, including the new Model Actors, which I'm very excited to play, coming up for you. And of course they are playing on this coming Friday at the Pearl. Let's go for a total wild card. We're gonna start with a track by Power Plant. This track just came out off their new single, this side A from their new single. This track is Crashing Cars. So we're gonna give you that and some more on Lethal. Happy Monday.
Smile at a Yeah.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. You're listening to Lethal Refresh on Monday afternoon. You just heard Surfbort by Mia Lowe, and before that, starting us out with Power Plant, that was Crashing Cars. This new Mia Lowe album is fantastic. Lots of great cuts. I feel like she has been so prolific for so long, bringing us lots of music under so many different projects. I remember, I think I found her through Eva Boy. The Eva Boy albums on Dismiss Yourself are really lovely. And I think she's just getting more and more robust all the time. And Power Plant, the world of egg punk keeps on boiling, as I like to say. But that was just two, and I'm hungry for more. So I'm going to bring you this new track from Urat. This is Kismet. And then we're going to check out a cut off the new Model Actress. So please check it out on Lethal right this very instant.
Another lingers in the yard. Envy how they dive so effortlessly. Envy how they revel in the weightlessness. I've recognized the beauty in fragility, it's true, but I feel like a stranger to it now. Suddenly, I don't wanna leave this garden alone. While they come and go, I hover, still enough to paint me with them. And if I can be more plain spoken, your voice is with me. I'm reminded, I sing in part because you often told me that. Another bowl of nectar laid. Another glass of lemonade. I'll watch them both evaporate into the summer heat. I don't wanna leave this garden alone. While they come and go, I hover. And I don't wanna reach an end to the call, so I leave the phone on the table. Stand there as the dial tone runs. And if I can be more plain spoken, your voice is with me. I'm reminded, I sing in part because you often told me that. I believe you, and I believe in you, and I believe you, and I'll believe in you.
What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Hey.
We gained two tracks, one host, and a whole lot of memories.
Yeah, I slapped on my basketball shorts and my Jimmy Brown t-shirt, and I sat my white ass down and I listened.
That's exactly what
And what did we listen to?
We just listened to Acid Rain by Model Actress off their new album Pirouette, and before that, Kismet by Urat off of the single Kismet.
Oh, it means luck.
Oh.
You get a lot of stores that call themselves Kismet. I think there's a chain called Kismet somewhere in either in Calgary or Vancouver.
Well, this track is certainly cooler than any store.
Yeah. This track doesn't have salt lamp candles.
Though they're going like full like dark
money.
Dark money, dark goth bass. Like Finn I goth. Think this is a bit of a departure for them. And I hope it leads up to a big, big, juicy album. And my personal complaint, we're going to get into some personal opinions, some...
This is B's 60-second soapbox.
It's going to be a little bit longer than that. But, Urat, you don't tour enough. I'm sure you have personal lives and, professional careers and all sorts of considerations. But what you forgot is that the music you make is so good and fire that you actually have no excuse to not tour. I really do need you to drop everything and come to Vancouver for my sake. And I know you're listening, so consider that. You do a lot of shows in the LA area, and that's awesome. You know, it's good to have local bands that are like next level talented, but what if you please toured a little more? Because I swear for the entire time I've been a fan, there's not been one opportunity to see them. That being said, maybe I'm just sleeping on the information ways. Maybe
they were going on tour like without you, like they didn't let you know.
Oh, it's like no SpongeBob Day?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, what do you think of this new Model Actress? Is this the only track you've heard? Did you listen to the singles?
I heard Cinderella.
Yeah, okay.
And I saw this and I was like, oh, it was like I put it on my big backlog. I mean, it sounds fine. There's been more disappointing albums for me this week, so and I'm finally getting I was kind of out of music town for a while, and I'm just rolling back in. I'm taking that slow drive down the main road. So, I mean, to me, it sounds fine, but also like I have no precedent. Like I'm new to this whole Model Actress situation going on. I know you're not. You're kind of you've been in town for a while.
I have been anticipating this release for a while now, mm-hmm. and I think there's some really strong tracks. I would say if I were to say one thing, the lyrics are, let me just shout out the members real quick, of this band. So we can, they are comprised of, vocalist Cole Hayden, guitarist Jack Wetmore, bassist Aaron Shapiro, and drummer Ruben Radlauer.
Which one has the safe sleazy cut? I see the mustache and the curly hair.
Is that the safe sleazy cut?
Yeah.
That's Cole. That's the vocalist. So I assume that Cole is, you know, taking a visionary role in terms of the lyrics and the direction. I would say they're interpolating a lot of dance music influence that I don't think was necessarily there on Dog's Body, which was their last release in 2023.
Would you say the album is danceable?
Certainly danceable. Yeah. Okay, that's good. It's got some really good moments, but I will say that sometimes the production, I'm like, oh, we're just doing the maximalist thing where everything's like really blown out.
Yeah.
Which is like, we've been doing that for like 10 years now.
A hot minute. Yeah.
So I'm kind of done with that. It's boring to drive every track and have everything be really, really bombastic and saturated. I just feel fatigued. Like,
that's fair.
It's,
I mean, how long is it?
The album?
Yeah. Wait, sorry, I'm confused. So you're saying it's fatigued as a style or it's fatigued for them?
It's fatigued as a style. And
really?
It doesn't necessarily...
Because I heard an awesome album. I've been listening to an awesome album.
I mean that we are the product of the zeitgeist. And there's a lot of things coming out that don't necessarily contribute to an effective use of that.
Yeah.
Tonality, if that makes sense.
I see. I mean, you should listen to the Haunting Barna from Norway. They have a very good new album with a horse on it.
Oh, I like horsey music.
We played a little bit, I think, a couple weeks ago, but it's definitely very bombastic and loud, and they would be amazing live. But I know what you mean. I mean, I like a bit of excess as much as the next guy, but it's very cool to see one draw back. You know?
That's the thing. And
you know what someone can do, but they're choosing to draw back.
In terms of drawing back, I think that this album has a lot of vulnerability. I would say their first album was really successful because they have kind of a maybe an industrial perspective on their sounds. They're doing a lot
maybe in warehouses.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, warehouses. You know, they got the whole New York thing going on. They're preparing a lot of stuff. Their guitar is very can be a little less tonal and a little more percussive. Mm. And, you know, that was paired with some lyrics which were not, you know, not emotionless or anything like that. Very emotional, but yeah, austere and intense and at times animalistic. And this album is kind of bringing a little bit more personal vulnerability. Mm. But...
You're gonna be personal at the factory? Be honest with me.
In my opinion, it kind of comes off slightly differently, and we go from opulent queen of the club to just like a 15-minute conversation at a cafe in Bushwick, and I don't really want
to
be.
I was about to say, is he bringing the Bushwick into the industrial zone?
This might be extremely reductive and extremely pointless, but it is how I feel.
I mean, that's okay. You know, I think if we're gonna call industrial music, it cannot be made in Bushwick. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, industrial started in places like Hull and Birmingham and real industrial towns. We need industrial music from Tacoma, Washington.
True.
Texas City. I'm thinking of a place in New Jersey, but I'm forgetting it. Like, we just need
New Jersey.
We need places that have that chemical smell in the air to be making the music, because when you have constant exposure to carcinogens, it does fundamentally change.
And it makes you a better musician. It actually mutates you. It makes all your muscles in your fingers and legs stronger. And
when
your
you're on
voice
that
and throat.
Spice. Iceable. No, what the heck? I cheat. No, I'm blanking. I had it for a second.
I show speed bowl.
When you're having an I show speed bowl and you're having matcha every day, like, it fundamentally makes you a worse
Acai bowl.
I don't know how I messed that up so hard. I had it in my head and then I was like, but anyway, that's just my two cents on industrial, because look, like, when I hear industrial, I want some chain clanks. I want some big pots of lava getting sorted out. By the way, before we go into the next track, I wanted to add an impromptu track that I forgot about.
Yeah, run it.
Can we add after the next track?
Mm-hmm.
Can we add There's a new single from Joey, and it's actually really good, called Fruit, with two Y's, I think.
Yeah, I can put it in
I've been
there.
Listening to it on the balcony.
Third one.
Yeah.
It was one eye. Oh, with two Y's. See?
Yeah.
You're misleading me.
Maybe we could just play it next. We could just
Yeah, that might be easiest.
And then after that, we also have Body Behavior by Deaf Heaven.
Yeah.
Speaking of Deaf Heaven, when I was writing my thesis last week, I listened to Sunbather like 10 times in one day. I just kept having it on repeat because it was the only thing I could listen to when I was writing my thesis. It's a pretty good album.
Listen,
not the greatest album.
We got to have a chat about good. Like easy listening and study music, because I've been deep in the paint discovering some serious talent. So that's like a whole zip code of music that I like basically never get to talk about.
Okay, sure.
But for now, I think we should get to this track because we're halfway through the show. We've played four things.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
a bit of a yap.
It's about quality, not quantity.
Here's the thing.
We're bringing the most lethal tracks.
The more hosts show up, the more music we will play. So since you and I are the only hosts that have shown up for the past 2 weeks, we get to have a dialogue.
And it's a catch up. You know, if you were listening to the new Model Actress album and you were like, I wonder what B and Ewan think of that.
Nobody
I want to hear someone else's opinion than my own. You know?
Yeah.
There's that, but there's also more new tracks.
Well, so. That's the thing. And you really should go check out all of Pirouette.
Yeah. Oh, also, sorry, one more thing. Breaking Shed Theory news. Member Woody has left Shed Theory. There is no issue, but Shed Theory is down its second best member.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't even know what that is.
It's okay.
But you're going to explain it to me while this track plays.
Yeah.
All right. This is Fruit by Joey on Lethal. Stick around.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
What do you love, and what do you love about it? My name is Ewan, and with I Love You Hour, I want to know. Come join me bi-weekly Tuesdays at 6 p.m. to discuss music and the stories we connect to it, either in person, on the phone, or through messages at I Love You Hour on Instagram. That's I-L-U-V-U Hour on Instagram, or through email at iluvhour@gmail.com. If you love sharing music and telling stories, listen to I Love You Hour bi-weekly at CITR 101.9. And remember, I love you.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. You just heard Expressionless by Laloon. Before that, Diss Track by Emma Goldman. Before that, Body Behavior by Def Heaven. And before that, Fruit by Joey.
Joey.
Those were good, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Although I was told Emma Goldman's the premier screamo band, and that sounded like someone's drum and bass.
Okay, that is kind of an interlude.
They are
bringing in a sub theme of Gabber. You would have to have listened to the whole album to like really be in the know. Well, you listener can be in the know by going to Emma Goldman's record release show this Friday. They've got lots of great acts alongside them. Celebrate like probably the most hype local release this year. Everyone is very stoked about this album because it's really good, and you should be too. Listen to all of it. All You Are Is We by Emma Goldman, B. out on Zagema Beach Records.
B, what if we did coverage of Faded in the Park?
We hit
up Faded in the Park.
I genuinely can't afford that, and we don't actually have time.
We get the press pass.
We don't actually have time to talk about this.
Also, if you're in Calgary, Sled Island's coming up.
Sled.
Make sure to volunteer. It's very fun to volunteer. Or Woo-hoo! Go. There's lots of good artists.
Yup.
This person's from Edmonton. I don't shit about your faves. That'll make them want to die. That's why I'm keeping them all lonely. Only worry about what's mine. It's alive. It's alive. These rappers wanna ride my dick until the end of time. Guess it's fine. I'm still alive. Why they talking about me like I'm just another dime? It's alright. It's alright if you don't got no identity, but theft is a crime. And the time you gotta do for that is really not worth it. In the summer I spit about several hundred verses. Several hundred curses turn Corvettes into hearses. Why you call me he, him? Do you listen to my verses? Don't compare me to so-and-so, we two different persons. God's mouth's upon me, but the critics just grimace. Cause my music is worsened, though I'm breaking my limits. And that ain't my opinion, but it's funny they live it. Shit, I'm a bigger problem when I click with Skrillex. Says he hit me by the show, you know I bill it. Terrorism when I'm in the building. It's terrorism when I walk in. I pull up to my job at terrorism, then I clock in. Talking crazy about my music, fucking suck him.
Laced up, it's absurd how I come in with my rates up. Baby, give me brain till I take off. She's smarter than me, way smarter than me. Money, sex, and greed, I just need a place to crash first. Talking to the man in the mirror, need some answers. I'm shitting on these kids, this shit call me Leo Pasta. You might have that new bitch, but is you getting past her? Is you? I'm talking backwards like pussy needs me. Phone ringing with no caller ID. It's probably Chase trying to gobble these D. I G I T S. Yes, you don't impress. There's no interest. I'm off the legs. No terrorist.
Terrorism when I'm in the building. It's terrorism when I walk in. I pull up to my job at terrorism, then I clock in. Talking crazy about my music, fucking suck him.
I wanna have a party. Her and I, we never got along. I don't want you to see.
Hi, you're listening to Lethal Refresh CITR, on CITR 101.9. You just heard Terrorism by I Love You So Much by and Leo Point, and you heard Body by Devin.
Woo!
Bye.
Woo-hoo, bye. Say you such a little, go ahead by a brick, my forehead split. Domino's won't play call.